and trying to with my English ability, and also the time is quite short, so I could show you only a few parts of his work. I mean, His Majesty the King work. Yesterday I did talk something about adaptation is the key word. Community water resource management is a small unit, something like a micro irrigation. We need the micro irrigation because non-irrigated area in Thailand is about 80% of the total agricultural area. And the other thing, I did say something about thinking micro, thinking macro, doing micro. That is a part of our King initiative. And the way that we follow and try to develop the community water resource management in Thailand, we follow His Majesty the King initiative. But it's only a few parts what we work. In the past 60 years, I like to start with this. When we are talking about thinking macro, doing macro, so we start with the world water. You could see that the water in the world, 100%, 97% is saline, it's an ocean, it's a sea, and only 3% is fresh water, but not the good quality water. And it's really related to the energy consumption, because if we could not preserve that and manage this fresh water, we need more energy to extract, to have fresh water. For example, like we had a short discussion about the RO, reverse osmosis. So you need a lot of energy to produce just 1 cubic meter of fresh water from the sea. And then from this 3%, and then you would see that it complies with the ice cap, 68.7%, and we are going to lose some of this one. We had a short discussion what is going on in China, what is going on with the North Pole and also the South Pole. We are going to lose this part, the ice. And groundwater is 30.1. And we start in Thailand use groundwater for farming, for agriculture. Only 0.9% is surface water. It's other, but the surface water is 0.3%. Of 3% of this. It's mean that it's almost nothing if you compare to world water. And then from this 0.3%, it complies with 87% is in the lake, 11% is in the swamp. In the swamp, and we have more and more problems with the lake and swamp. In all the countries in Asia, we face the same problem because of the increasing of the population, because of the urbanization, because of the pollutants, and because of the deforestation. And only 2% of 0.3% is in the river. So water is really very important issue. And you see that from this, in the area of internal runoff, it's in the lake. You see that lakes, mountain, and ocean, the evaporation or the evaporation is 9,000 cubic kilometers, and then come back to be rain, also 9,000 cubic kilometers. And then in the mountain, evaporation is 65,200 cubic kilometers. And we gain more from sea, cloud from sea, and then we have more rain right now. It's 110,000 cubic square kilometers. And then some is, how can I say, become the groundwater. The groundwater is all together is 2,200 cubic kilometers. And what is going on in the ocean? In the ocean, evaporation is getting higher and higher. It's all together is 500,000 cubic kilometers. I don't like to spell the some number, just round up that. And then precipitation in the sea is less. It's only around 450,000 cubic kilometers. This is what is going on in the world. And with the climate change, some number is keep changing. The rain in some certain areas getting higher, and the rain in some certain area, for example, like in Africa, is getting less and less. And then you will see that. Sorry that some part is missing. I don't know, because of the fire. So I can follow this one. So this is in North America. You will see that 55% is collected water and 45% is runoff. And in South America, it's 57% is extract or collected water. And then 43% is run off. And the other thing in Europe is 65% is collected and 35% is run off. And in Africa, it's a lot of problem because 80% is collected from the 22,000 cubic kilometers, and 20% is run off. It means that they are going to have more and more problems with the groundwater. When you collect more water, we are run off. In the next 10 or 20 years, you will have a lot of problem with the water table. And in Asia, the collected water is 55% and runoff is 45%. In Australia, is collected water is 65% and runoff is 35%. And sorry for something is missing. Oh, this is very important. You see that the water that we have and the increasing of the demand, we are going to have a lot of problems in agriculture sector, in domestic use, and in industry. The industry we can control. In domestic use, we cannot control that. In agriculture, it's going to be a lot of problem, create a lot of problem because of the trend is too high. They consume more and more water. Sorry for this. And then the map of the water crisis. In Southeast Asia, at the moment, from the projection, the water withdrawal problem in the year 2025, we will have about 2.8 billion people who has a lot of problem to have clean water. 2.8 billion from about 9 billion population. It's pretty high in 48 countries. And Thailand also will be a part of that. China will be a part of that. Vietnam and Laos, luckily, you are in a good area, but sorry. do it in this way, perhaps it's better to do it this way. To get fresh water by processing sea water. So it comes back to the energy problem. Yes. If we cannot do better things to solve this problem. So to solve this problem in the next few years. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about prevention? Are you thinking about mitigation? Or are you thinking about adaptation? In my idea, adaptation is the most difficult thing. But the cheapest thing and the sustainable way to solve the problem. This is the problem that we have in Thailand. You will see that in the north, we have over 150,000 million cubic meter per year, and the northeast is over 226 million cubic meter per year, and what we can collect is only 7,000. It's only 3.2% of that, and then 60, and then. If you are thinking in terms of the irrigated area and non-irrigated area, the irrigated area is only about 6% of this one. Non-irrigated area is 94%. How could we set up the infrastructure for all the farmers who are in the non-irrigated area? We spend over 50 or 60 years or even 80 years to build up all the infrastructure just to serve 6%. And if we like to do 10 times or 20 times more, how long will it take? So we need the other way. We need to change the way. We have to work with the community, we have to work with the farmers, and they have to collaborate with us. We have to work with them to build up all this infrastructure. This is a part of the king. The world water is something like to let us understand the nature of the water before we solve the problem. We need to understand the problem. We need to state the problem. Then we can have something like a policy option, RO or reverse osmosis, making use of the salinity water is another option, but we'll create another problem also. But from this, we see that there is really a high opportunity if we could collect more rain, something like a rainwater harvest in the northeast, and also the rainwater harvest in the north, in the place where is the non-irrigated area. And much cheaper and easy for them, micro-irrigation, the community can manage, can develop, can maintain, can operate. So I think that human resource development or capacity building at the community level and help them or support them to network among each other, and also the skill of management, not only technology. We need the management skill at the community level. Then you would see that only 5.7% is collected, and this is average annual rainfall. It's all together, it's 700 million cubic meter. Last year it was over 900 million cubic meter. And this is all the non-irrigated area, it's huge. So we need to change the way to solve that. Some other politicians, they try to propose that, doing about the same as what the Israel do. Yes, build up the pipe, take the water from Mekong, take the water from Myanmar, Sarawak, and feed that. Why? We don't need that. You see that amount of water that we threw it away to Mekong River is quite large. We don't need that. We can manage that before it, how can I say that, move to a Mekong River. And it's much cheaper. If we do the piping system, the head of the piping system, the difference of the head of the piping system is over 100 meters. How about the energy? Can we afford that? Can the farmer afford that? If they cannot afford that, how we can sustain that? In my idea, they cannot. So this is the annual rainfall I did show you. Yes. This is average. It's 1,324 millimeter annually. Yes. And you see that the increasing of the rainfall in the past from the year Buddhist era 2548 is keep increasing. Last year it was 32% higher than average. And then we start to think about the option, policy option, or the way that we can solve the problem. So we see that we have to do in a non-irrigated area. If we prefer, are we looking for an opportunity to do at a non-irrigated area, so we have to work with the community. We have to work with the farmers. That is a field structure over there. We need to build up the infrastructure, something like a micro irrigation. So we are thinking about capacity building. That is a focal point of this group. I understand that. Is it right? So we need to find out the leading community. Instead of building the good example, we try to find the leading community and work with them. It's much easier to work with us. How can I say, the leading community. And also we are working with the young generation, junior water challenge, responding to the team initiative. So we are working with them. We try to setting up the school. After the school, after the class, we start at the 4 p.m. They come back and working with their parents, using their mathematics to do water planning, to do farm production planning for their parents. So they start to understand more in mathematics. And also, after we could build up the leading community, we need to strengthen them, support them to create the networking among or the leader. Then they can work together and support the other community who is willing to work with them. And then we try to comprise the knowledge, a good cases, a good example, following the King Initiative. The King Initiative complies with water and forest conservation, self-sufficiency economy. They have to understand themselves first. They have to know themselves. A new theory for agriculture, for example. And I will elaborate more. Yes. I'm going to elaborate more. And the services, what we have to service them, work with them, replicate that success. Replication. So we don't do with the community who is willing to do. But this leading community will work with the community who is willing to work with us. And we will support them, working as a supporter, working as a partner, and bridge the gap between the development and science, technology, innovation. Then we can make use of some new technology, for example, like telemetry, internet GIS, MIS, satellite image, data warehousing, and knowledge resource. This, you would surprise them. I work with the farmers who pass only a fourth grade education. And they can do that. They don't know the English, but they can remember all the menu in English. How many steps, on which row, on which column. So they learn how to use all this, GIS, computer. And right now they start to study English. So I like to go to this one. The service is the key point. I don't say that we are about to develop. We go to see them, to serve them, work with them. This is the mapping that we are working with the farmers. They help us to upgrade and they use this product. Not the government officer use this map. The farmer, the community, they find the way to apply all this. So we are working with them. You see the youth. They can use their mathematics with their parents. They can translate some English for their parents. And this is the system that we are developing with them. And also they do survey by themselves. They collect data and start to put on a map. So then they can manage their own data set. They can update their own data set. This is a part of the development in the northeast where most of the Thai people believe that it's a drought area, but it's not that true. With the rain harvest technology that we already have since Thailand setting up the first capital city in Sukhothai, we already have this technology. But we forget to use that. It's a rainwater harvest, just dig the canal, drop the flood, and divert that flood to the certain pond and keep that to use during the lead time of rain and also to use that in the drying time, in the dry season. And during the dry season, the price of the farm product is pretty high. They don't need much water during the dry season because the profit is getting higher than the rainy season. Even their productivity is lower. But the price of the farm product is pretty high. You see that this is during the dry season in May. You see that product. I took this picture at the time that the deputy prime minister visited them and they don't interest in the deputy prime minister because they worry about their product. They try to harvest their product. And this is their own pickup, what the pickup car. They're setting up their own logistics. Take off this product and looking on the internet where they can get the better price. They create their own logistics. And this is the graph where they manage their planning, their water, and also this is a planning for water management, this is a planning for production, and also they do marketing. This is a part of the new theory. And right now, they start with the last part, that is the key of the success. They learn how to manage their own capital. The capital is not only the money, but the capital is the land, the soil, the water in that community. They learn how to manage their water, they learn how to plan for their own production, they plan for their own marketing, and they plan for their own capital. So the knowledge that they are working around is the King Initiative, Thailand Water Challenge, Village That Learn and Earns. That is supported by the private sector. This is the main, the King, addressed by the King Phumifol Adulyadej, the King of Thailand and Chitradam Palace, in the year 1986. The most important matter is water supply for drinking, consumption and agriculture. Life depends on it. Water helps people live. There is no water, there is no life. Without power, people can live. Or without energy, people can live. But without water, they cannot. And the concept of the monkey cheek pond is something like a retention area. The concept that he learns from the monkey when he was young. By the King Phumifol Adulyadej, the King of Thailand, when we hand monkeys banana, they will eat them all very fast at once. However, they have not swallowed the food. They keep it in that cheek pouch. Monkey can keep a lot of food in their mouth. After that, they will slowly chew it and swallow bit by bit. It is similar to the means of managing water by storing water in flood and slowly releasing it to the stream in drought. Thailand faced a lot of problems with flood. When we face flood, we try to divert almost all the water from that area without thinking about drought. This is all the community that they get the prize. They start to win. They learn a lot. And right now we have 18 community in the year 2007, 18 community in the year 2008, 18 community in the year 2009, and also 2010, and also 2011. But 2011 is special year because our team becomes 84. So we do a challenge, not community by community, but a network of community. How they manage their own network, water network, management network. This is a Ratnam program, continuity from the Thailand Water Challenge. TWC stands for Thailand Water Challenge. Learn how to replicate the key initiative. Working with the community, collaboration between the Coca-Cola Foundation, the Coca-Cola Foundation Thailand, and also HAIR. This case is also presented at the World Economic Forum in the leader meeting. So you see that community knowledge management and the their salary is right now is triple of what they have in the past. And the problem, no knowledge in water management at the community level, water shortage causing loss, agricultural production. That is the problem in the past. Low income, accumulating debt, poverty. Immigration to the capital, immigration to the main city. Broken family, shattered community, no education for younger generation. That's what happened in the past in the non-irrigated area. And right now, what we can do, responding to His Majesty the King initiative, best practice in IT for community water resource management, network and capacity building, that is the key point in community water resource management. And collaboration that we get, Village That Learn and Earn, Thailand Water Challenge, these are all the program, Junior Water Challenge, Knowledge Management. I like to skip, I did say that that income right now is pretty high. This right now they you see that what is going on in that area in the Northeast, most of the people they don't believe in this. And then this is their ability, they could do survey by themselves. Yes. This guy, they get the education up to grade 4. That is all. They don't have any opportunity to study, to continue that study. This is another success. And this is also another success. They build up the port, they build up the network of the canal, and they change the way that they do farming. Instead of the monocrop, they start to do intensive farming, multi-crop. And this is a part of their work. They are working with the young generation in their group, in their family. And this also, they do water treatment by themselves, and it's much cheaper. In the past, they have to pay for the energy. They use the wrong technology. They have to pay for the energy is about 5 times of what they pay right now. So water costs a lot of energy consumption. To pipe the water out during the flood, to pipe the water in during the drought, and to do water treatment, it's a lot. And this is an ongoing project. And then part of that is a capacity building that we are working with the Junior Water Program. This is a part of that. Right now we have more and more schools come to join us, and they are networking. And this is they do mapping. You see that at the year, when we look back 7 years back, we start with only 3,700 lives. Right now, it can multiply and get over 60,000 lives. They do by themselves, we support them, we sponsor some part of that. And the cost that we invest is only 1/10 of what the consultant program plans to do. With the piping, with the big infrastructure building or development. This, at the end, so I try to elaborate the King initiative in water and the way, the concept that we adopt to work. For example, like thinking macro, doing micro. Doing something like some conceptualized, like water is life, like a new theory, like a self-sufficiency economy. So this is all my talk that I like to spend time to communicate or to show you that with the team initiative is very efficient way to do adaptation. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much to Dr. Royan, and really fruitful information about this, and also we have to be really careful about our global warming things. So next,